The verse I want to read to you is not the verse that I want to preach on tonight, but it's 2 Chronicles 20:24. It says, "And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped." Now keep in mind, Judah was outnumbered. They were outgunned. Israel, the northern kingdom, had already been defeated by Assyria. Now they had these three enemies, the Moabites, the Edomites, and the Ammonites, and they were a huge multitude. And they were outgunned, and they were coming upon them. But it was 2 Chronicles 20:24 that they had this victory. And they didn't have to. According to verse 17, God's prophet said to the king, "You won't even have to fire a shot in this battle. You won't even have to fire a shot in this battle." And we claimed 2 Chronicles 2024 for this year and for the election, November 2024. And that they would defeat each other, and the demon rats would defeat each other, and the man that we believe is the rightful president would be put in office. And we had prayed for that. We'd been praying for that for 4 years. We'd prayed and fasted after the 2020 theft, and then we decided to keep praying, and then we said, "No, God's heard us. Let's stop praying and fasting every week on Monday and just put that in the Lord's hand." And I claimed 2024. That was back in 2020. And that would be a victory time. And that verse says that Israel or Judah had the victory. And so if 2024 corresponds to 2024, it does speak of a time of victory. And we've seen that victory. And you know what? Back in 2020, how many remember some people went to bed at midnight or so, and all these votes appeared, and all of a sudden Biden got, in some areas, all the votes, and Trump got nothing. And in Georgia, you know, all these votes were brought out from under tables and counted. How many remember that? I'm glad you remember that. I certainly do. And you know what? They did it again this year. But they did it, and they had California plates, and this is reported, and I heard the report on Alex Jones. I encourage you to get the news. And he said they brought the votes in some of the Rust Belt locations to get the swing states. They brought them in, and when they came there, Trump had such a lead, too big to rig, and plus Laura Trump, his daughter-in-law of the RNC, had all these lawyers packed in there observing everything going on. And they said, "We got to give this up." And they gave it up. And guess what? He won all 7 swing states. Arizona has just been called. It kind of sounds to me like they're all dead bodies. Amen. And I don't think we're done with the dead body part. I think there's going to be more in 2024 leading up to the inauguration in 2025 in January. And so fasten your seatbelts, keep praying, but I believe God's got this. And this time around, the MAGA movement were as wise as serpents to these crooks. And as in 2024, The year 2024 and 2 Chronicles 2000 speaks to a time not only of victories in our country, but also victories in our church. You know, we've had the theme of go through God's open door in 2024. And we've been doing that. I was thinking of Awilda here with Joe Pila when he got saved. And Joe Pila has been my soul winning partner. And seeing him in Sunday school today, I was blessed to have him there and participating in the class. He got saved, baptized, joined the church, 2024. It's great to see, amen? It's great to see people getting saved and lives being changed. We had, like, I think, I don't have the number, 70 baptisms there, about 72, something like that last year, I'm guessing. But this year, we've had 85 going into the campaign, but we've already had 8 baptisms so far. The campaign's not over. And so now we're up to about 93 baptisms. And, you know, praise the Lord for the open doors and for people going out on Thursday night and going soul winning. For people going out on Saturday and going soul winning. For people getting involved in this campaign and making a difference. And you've been going through God's open door in 2024. And I believe this year is a year of victory. It's a year for soul winning victories. And I want to encourage you in this message tonight to take advantage of God giving you these victories, giving you these opportunities. Just heard about Mary and Patty's brother, Bobby, getting saved, and that's been prayed for. Another great victory, and praise God for the soul-winning victories that we're seeing. I've been praying for Eli and Noah's family. They're students in our school, and just seeing their father come out today, let alone come forward. And praying for victory. And so, but notice the verse I want to preach on is 2025. 2 Chronicles 2025, and I relate that to 2025. So let's look at that verse. And here's what it says. And when Jehoshaphat, godly king, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. You know what? I believe that the victory for Jehoshaphat over these kings gave them great riches, great provision. And do you know what? I believe that Donald Trump, the victory that he has won, they not only stole elections from us, not only stole power from the American people and held us in captivity, but they have stole the wealth of this great country. They've stolen the wealth. They've got us, we were energy dominant. They made us to be begging oil from other countries, which is ridiculous. We should be the greatest oil producer in the world, greatest natural gas producer in the world. And you know what? Our dollar has been so destroyed by these people. They want to bring in their one world digital currency, CBDC, central bank digital currency. They want to bring that in. So they were so destroying our dollar that the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa, and other nations started having their money backed by gold. And they were destroying the dollar. And people were beginning to trade in their money, not in our money. And you know what? I thank God, even with all that going on, I wasn't living on their globalist economy. I was living on God's economy. Because if you are faithful with tithes and offerings so we can get the gospel out and do the work of God, He'll take good care of you. And He always does that. And so I'm thankful. But how much more when these people are dead bodies? How much more when they're out of power? And I was so glad to see the President-elect said, no, Nikki Haley's not going to be in there. Mike Pompeo, the globalist friend, he's not going to be in there. He's a traitor. Thank God for that. Do you see what's going on? That's of the Lord. That's answered prayer. And they're becoming dead bodies as far as power is concerned and not getting into those positions. And we need to continue to pray for that. And they're going to try a military coup. They're going to try to get these wicked generals to turn and get the military. They will try. They're desperate. They're not just going to give up this power. But they're being defeated by the power of God. In answer to prayer, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I'm not calling for anything. I'm calling for prayer and spiritual power of God. And God said in 2 Chronicles 20:17, you'll not need to fire a weapon in this battle. You're not able to draw the sword. You'll not have to use that. And I do believe that, did you see where Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed? How many saw that, the head of the Fed? They ask him, if Donald Trump gets in there and he wants to fire you, though every Fed chairman, when the president fires them, they can replace him. He said, no, I won't go. I won't go. You see, the Fed is not run by you, the people. It's run by the globalist elites. It's not federal government. It's non-citizens, international banksters who are gangsters, and they control. The Fed should be destroyed and abolished. And I was so glad that Trump is asking Ron Paul to help him. Ron Paul hates the Fed. I hate the Fed. Thomas Jefferson said, if you have a Fed, you're going to be a slave in your own land. You're going to be a slave because whoever controls the money, they have the power. Well, who should control the money? The Constitution says the Congress. The Congress has the power to mint money. And they gave it to the Fed in about 1913, just before Christmas. And the Congress voted to give up their constitution, and that was an unconstitutional vote. The whole thing is unconstitutional. I pray that it's destroyed. I am just simply saying to you tonight that what a time of victory in 2024, and then what a time of wealth in 2 Chronicles 20:25, as they began to take from the enemy all the spoils of battle, and they were blessed. And I would like to, the theme of our church in 2025 is thrive, don't just survive in 2025. But I would like to preach tonight to you on the subject, survive to thrive. Survive to thrive in 2025. And I'd like to preach on 2 Chronicles 20:25. Let me read that verse again to you, but I want you to think about it. Survive to thrive in 2025. Here's what it says. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies and precious souls. I always say, give me liberty or what? Give them death. Give me liberty or give them death. All right, let me go back over that. I'll read it again. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. You know what? I preached on similar things before, but it was before this great victory. And I want to preach on it again because I think now you're listening a little bit better. And you're beginning to see a little bit more clearly what God has done in answer to prayer and God is doing. And I want to preach on survive to thrive in 2025. I've watched boxing before many times. I've done some amateur boxing, and I remember seeing boxers, and when they get hit, and they get hit in such a way that they get to the point where they lose their senses. Their brain has been rattled. Their head has been shaken. Well, then just like a shark that sees blood in the water, the guy that wounded that boxer, what's he going to do? Well, you know what he's going to do. He's going to move in for the kill and throw the combination and try to put his opponent down. Try to put him down for the count while he's hurt, because that'll save a lot of time and energy later on. But what does the guy do if he's a wise boxer? He's going to cover up. He's going to get on his bicycle and try to avoid. Why? Because he knows he can't fight back. He knows he's disoriented. He knows he's got to do one thing in that round. And it's one word. And what is his goal? Not to knock out the opponent, but what is his goal? I'll let you do that.
Survive.
Just survive. And that's the name of my message to you. Survive to thrive in 2025. You know, the most amazing thing to me is how Donald Trump, when he got elected in 2016, you remember that? When he got elected in 2016, Donald Trump, you see, was immediately attacked. And they began to attack Donald Trump, and they began to hit him, and they hit him with that first impeachment. Remember that? That's why I pray that they don't get the House of Representatives back. They're still counting. I don't believe they're going to get it. I believe God will hear our prayers, but we should pray. But they got the House, and they began to hit him with impeachment, and they impeached him in the House in a kangaroo court. It was horrible to see the injustice. And then that didn't work because the Senate acquitted him, and it didn't work, and they impeached him a second time. It all started in 2017. They began to do it. And when that didn't work, then, you see, they began this and they began that, and they began to try to take his money. And they sued him with lawfare. And remember, all his investments doubled and went up. Billions of dollars he went up. They tried to take his money. He got on Truth Social. Remember Truth Social? The stock in Truth Social went way up, and he made billions of dollars. Remember, he had tennis shoes, and the stock in the tennis shoes went up. You know what that was? That was God. And then they tried to take him out, and they stole the election in 2020 by taking a virus that had been nurtured by Obama using his minion, Fauci, that little... And they had that clone of a virus, a SARS-2 clone of a virus, not even a virus, and they nurtured it in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and when the heat got on, they moved it to China, to Wuhan. And, of course, China wasn't too happy with Trump because he was taking millions of dollars from China. And so they nurtured that, and then it just happened to get released from a lab. And they tried to cover that up just around the election time. Remember that, 2020? And they tried to take him out and kill millions of people. People need to go to jail and to death for that. There needs to be a Nuremberg, too. And it needs to make Nuremberg look like a Sunday school picnic, and I believe it's coming to a country near you. And I believe it's going to be international. And you need to pray for that. And a mini day of the Lord, if you will. And so these things began to go on, and they still tried to take him out. They couldn't take his money. They couldn't take him out of office with impeachment. But just like the devil, whose servants they are, they locked in to do this, you see. And during 2020, remember, the churches closed their doors. Thank God our doors remained open. And we were able to keep going. And we didn't run buses in 2020. We weren't able to do it. But my thought has been, as I have thought many times, I'm going to survive to thrive when God gives us the opportunity. And you say, well, Pastor, you know, what is that? You know, what is that when you go through those times where you have to just survive to thrive? It's in Ephesians 6:13. I'll quote it. Wherefore, it says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You know what the evil day is? The evil day is when they all get together with the schemes of the devil to take out your king and to destroy you. But they tried to take out the King of Kings when he came the first time, and they couldn't do it. And you can't take out Jesus, and you can't take out the cause of Jesus and the body of Jesus, because he said, why do you persecute me? You're persecuting me when you're persecuting my people. And it's just like the Jews. They want to get rid of the Jews. Why? Satan. He's trying to get rid of the Jews. But they're not going to be able to do it, because they're going to survive to thrive when they accept their Messiah, and that day is coming. So my message to you tonight is one point. Again, I'm saying that God, listen, wants you, child of God, born again Christian, member of Scranton Revival Baptist Church, God wants you to survive, to thrive in 2025. And I want to just say that, you know, in 1985, Brother Joe, you remember this well, we got rid of our modern translation and went back to the old King James Bible. And I began to preach from the old King James Bible, and God began to bless the ministry here, the word here. And that was in 1985. In 1986, I went to pastor school in Hammond, Indiana, and I got challenged with the Great Commission on steroids and taking it to the next level. And I yielded myself and prayed for the power of the Holy Spirit. God filled us, and we came back here to Scranton. And I'm telling you, in 1986, we began to preach the gospel. We began to see people get saved and baptized. And it was a blessed time. And our church began to grow. We went forward. That went on from 1986 to 1996. 10 years of thriving and preaching the gospel on steroids according to the Great Commission and baptizing. And what a time it was. But you know from the book of Acts, when you're moving in the Holy Spirit and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to get what? Blowback. You're going to get, persecution. You're going to get hit by the unholy spirit. See, a lot of people don't get hit by the unholy spirit because they're not giving the devil any trouble. Because if you just live a good life, Satan's not worried about you. He's not worried about you because you're just one person. And so he's got you hung up on your selfishness. But if you get filled with the Holy Spirit and you start witnessing for Christ and giving the gospel and leading people to the Lord, the devil's going to have trouble with you. I'm talking about the devil's going to have trouble with you. And so they prayed in the book of Acts. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They had the power of God. They proclaimed the gospel. People got saved. When people got saved, Satan did not like that. And then he raised up persecution. And that will always happen. But I want to say that from 1986 to 1996, we were thriving. And it was a blessing. And in 1996, we had three buses now. We'd grown from no buses to three buses. Jesse, do you remember 1996? You do? How old were you then? In 1996. Two or three years old. Wow, it's hard to believe. It's astounding. But in 1996, we had 275 or six baptisms. We had three buses, and Satan hit us, and he hit us good. And we had a teamwork going on, and Satan counteracted that and tried to divide us through a woman married to one of the leaders in the church at that time. And Satan used her, who influenced her husband on a petty things, sidetrack things, and got a foothold so that many people stopped clicking around the man of God to fulfill the Great Commission. Satan is so smart, and we are so dumb. And he got in. And Satan then used her desire to get more recognition and responsibilities for herself and through her husband, and to greatly hurt our teamwork in the church. And it led to her husband and then to many others pulling away from the great work of the Great Commission. They were having a petty party, and it pulled that away. And we went through a famine in 97. 98 and 99. I called it a 3-year siege or a 3-year famine. And guess what? We had to just survive that time. I remember, Brother Joe, you remember, I had to work extra jobs. I didn't get a paycheck from SRBC during that time. And I had to make a choice. And you know what my choice is? It was not hard because I have certain things that I don't even have to make choices. I don't even have to make choices. My principals have already made the choice. And one of my principals is, I'm not here for money. I'm not here for money. Whether I have it or not, I will serve God. And we didn't have it for 3 years, and we kept going. I remember delivering magazines, newspapers, all kinds of stuff I did. We had six kids we're raising. But God helped us to survive so that we could once again thrive and make it through the evil day. And thank God he did help us indeed to do that. And thank God for that time. And so we call that 3 years of famine. And then we lost not only people that left in 1996, but the people that stuck with us through that siege. Satan began to pick them off and pick them off. And we got down to one bus, and we had one bus driver. And then even Satan worked through different tricky ways to pull that person away. And so we were going through a real time of siege during that time. But guess what? God helped us to survive so we could come back and thrive. You know, they call Donald Trump the greatest comeback in the history of the United States. Your prayers were key to that. The greatest history, the greatest comeback in the history of the United States was God. Amen. And he enabled him, and I believe that he had it so no weapon formed against him could stand. You saw it when he turned his head to look at a chart, and that bullet whizzed by. It was so amazing. And then they asked me to lead in prayer at his rally, and I referred to that. And I gave the Lord the glory. And we need to give the Lord the glory for what happened. And remember that, listen, what I'm saying to you tonight, if you're going to get serious about serving God, you'll get hit by the devil. And the devil will try to get in to try to divide and conquer and get you away from the teamwork that God's got going here, because God's work is teamwork. And then when that happens, if he's successful, then you've got to just survive the evil day. Having done all, what does it say in the evil day? Having done all, just to one word, one of the men tell me. Do what?
Stand.
A boxer that gets hit, he's got it. All he can do just to stay standing when the bell goes ding. I'm still standing. Now I'll sit in my seat and we'll try to recover. Give me some smelling salts. Okay. Now I can go back and do my game plan and start to pile up points. And pile up points. And eventually, maybe by a war of attrition, the guy gets worn down. I take him out in the later rounds. I had to survive, though, in order to thrive and take the guy out. And so that's what I'm saying. And I'm giving these past lessons from not only Bible history, but from your history. So to warn you how the devil works. And then it's better to thrive than just survive, amen, but survive to thrive. And then I'm thinking of we had those baptisms in 86 to 96, and then for 3 years of famine, very little accomplished, just to keep on our feet. And then it turned over to the year 2000. We survived, and the year 2000 came, and we had a new couple come in. I remember Denny and Marion Owens came in, helped us with serving some ice cream at a ice cream time we had downstairs, and we just started seeing some new people come in, and some new people. And then we started seeing people get saved again, and people getting baptized again. And we got a bus. Hey, man, we got a bus. We went right back and got a bus. And that was 2000 to 2012. And then we got a second bus, amen? Praise God. And then we got a third bus. We're coming back. And so from 2000 to 2012, we began to thrive. We had gotten through the survive, and now we're thriving. How many of you came to the Lord of the church between 2000 and 2012? Raise your hand. Just raise it up high. Amen. And amen. Many still here that did that. Praise God for that. And when that wave of growth began to happen over that period, guess what? Satan began to put us under the microscope. He began to look into us, and he always does when you're moving. And so he began to do that back in those days. And I remember we were baptizing people. We baptized a lot of kids. And I remember one time I went visiting over in West Scranton, and some lady took a cup of water and dumped it over my head. And she goes, "You like to baptize? I'll baptize you." And it was something during those days. People were not too happy with us. I remember we had a vacation Bible school. Many kids came to that vacation Bible school. Mrs. Wolf was my secretary back then. Many kids came to that Bible school, and we had kids saved, we had kids baptized, and we had some lady, once again, she had the devil in her, and she had the idea that we were baptizing kids, and we had holes in the baptistry room, peepholes. And I didn't even know about this, but Mrs. Wolf said, there's some lady. And so the police came, detectives, and they interviewed me. And I'm just talking to them about baptisms of kids. And they said, "Can we look at your baptistry?" And I said, "Yeah, of course. Come on up. Look at our baptistry." And they're looking all over the baptistry for peepholes. I mean, the wickedness of Satan and the world and how they look at things, because so much evil is going on. By the way, can I say something? Hillary Clinton and this whole crew, you want to talk about abuse of children? You want to talk about it? I believe it's going to be greater than the Nuremberg trials when it all comes out. And it's going to come out. And it's going to be a horrible thing when it comes out. And I remember that it all came to a culmination in the year 2017. Donald Trump got elected in 2016. He was going through his battles in 2017, but our church was under investigation. And I remember it was so strong that I pulled out of the pulpit and let them have their investigation. And folks prayed, and we just had to survive for 9 months if we're ever going to thrive. And I remember a statement made by some lady in the police department. It was a lady that was leading it, from what I heard from a detective, that we're going to leave no stone unturned. We don't want to interview anybody from Scranton Revival Baptist Church that would say something positive. We're looking for anybody that would make an accusation against the church. And after all that's happened with the Catholic Church, you know. But thank God, you know, they went through all of that. I stayed out, and then we finally got our day in court, and totally vindicated. And I came back into the pulpit after we had survived that great satanic attack. I'm just trying to let you know Satan is for real. And if you're going to fight and do God's work, you're going to have on the full armor of God, and you're going to have to be ready. But we survived 2017, I believe, so that we could thrive. And I'm saying that this lesson for you today is survive to thrive in 2025. We survived 2020 as a church. Not only Donald Trump, but our church had to survive. And we didn't have bus ministry. We didn't have many baptisms. We did keep the doors open. We did survive that. But notice that God helped you to survive from 2017 and 2020. I believe, listen to me, so you could go through open doors in 2024. Have you been doing it? Have you been taking advantage of the open doors? And now of this great victory in our country, are you going to take advantage of it? Are you going to be ready to thrive in 2025? Because, you see, I believe God is getting ready to give us a transfer of wealth. And we can make a decision. What are we going to do with that transfer of wealth when God gives it to us? How are we going to respond to it? Well, I'll tell you this. Here's what John 4 says, verse 36. "And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. You know why this church has money to do God's work? Because we're bringing in a harvest. We're doing the work of God, and we're part of that. And I believe God will invest in a work for him. And he'll bless a work for him. And not only that, not only will we have the finances that we need to run the buses, no matter how much they charge, no matter, the problem is not with, listen, the problem is not with money. The problem is not with machinery. The problem is with men. And I am saying that if you are ready, God will bless you and give you what you need to do his work and to do his will. That is true of a man that wants a wife or anything else. You do God's will and God will what? Foot the bill. Praise God. I'm talking about we survive to thrive in 2025, and I believe God is blessing that, but Satan doesn't want it to happen. You say, well, Pastor, when did this third great wave of growth happen since you got the King James Bible? I believe it's begun already in 2024, at the end of it, business year 2024, and is continuing to go on. Is continuing to go on and will go on into 2025. But take warning, think about how Satan has got us in the past. He'll want to divide and conquer and keep you from this great work. But you know what? God will bless soul winning. I think of Peter when he needed tax money. Jesus said, go out and catch a fish, and the money was in the mouth of the fish. I think about financial giving and giving to go soul winning. God will bless that and those that are doing that. And I think there's great things that God's going to do. And I want to just say this. You've been saved so that you can bear fruit. Jesus said, you've not chosen me. I've chosen you and ordained you. You should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that your fruit should be there. And what is the fruit in John 15? That you should go, it says, and bring forth. It's the fruit of new disciples, that you can get saved and baptized and trained. And that fruit is gathered into the barn, which is the local New Testament church, so it can be trained. I'm so glad when I got saved, I've been in Baptist churches ever since. And God has blessed my life. And I believe that's what God wants for you. He's made you survive. And he's given us these victories in 2024 with Trump and in our church so that we can thrive. But if you're saved, are you in the barn? Are you a member of an independent fundamental Baptist church? Are you serving God and using your time to serve God? I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but where I am right now. You say it's risky to your health. It's risky to your reputation. Oh, I found that true. I found it true. Does Satan really wax you? He doesn't play games with you. He will whack you. But listen, look at Donald Trump. He's a multi-billionaire. He could be in his golf courses all over the world. He could be kicking up his feet like Joe Biden at the seaside. But you know what? He said, I wouldn't want to be any other place. And that's just the MAGA movement. How about God's movement? You shouldn't want to be in any other place. If you're alive to God and Jesus Christ, my friend, you should just be living that yielding life to the Lord. And God will help you, listen to me, to survive the attacks so you can thrive. And, well, let me just end this way tonight. When the chapter 20, verse 25, spoils come in, when the riches come in, when the United States is blessed and you get blessed as part of that, when the stealing is returned like it should be, when the Fed hopefully is ended like it should be, what are you going to do with it? There's two kinds of churches I'm thinking of. There's the Laodicean church. Oh, I'm rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing. Or the Philadelphian church, which goes through God's open door and invests what they have to gather in a harvest. Which are you going to be? A Laodicean type Christian or a Philadelphian? Listen, this is the time, right now. Don't get hit by Satan and stop clicking around the man of God to fulfill the breaking. Watch every way he might use on you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows how to get you, and he knows how to get me. And we have to have the armor of God covering us. We have survived so we can thrive. And our theme for the new year, 2025, is thrive, just don't survive. I hope Donald Trump picks the right people, keeps the right people, wrong people out, brings them to justice, and thrives. And I hope Scranton Revival Baptist Church, that we do the right thing and join God's team. If you're not on it, get in, get involved, and stay involved. Three to thrive. What's that? Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday. Three to thrive. Four or more to win that war. Have a soul winning training outreach and be part of it. Be part of a team. Don't be a lone ranger Christian. You will be picked off. You will be picked off. Join a team. Stay on that team. Don't be a fool. I think of all these people that fought Donald Trump. And he's just saying, bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. I'm not including you. I'm not including you. Well, it's God. You see, God knows how we do it. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We've been talking about